Beis Amid Beis, we're up to in Brachos. The Gemara says the following. The person is in the middle of a midah and he starts urinating. So he stops until he completes urinating. The chozer is foul, and then he can continue davening. The question is, lahechem chozer. Where does he continue from? So the machlokes between Chizur and Rav Nuna. One says chozer l'rosh, he starts over from the beginning, and one says l'machom shepatach. So the Gemara originally wants to say maybe the machlokes is whether or not shachad de ligmor is cool as chozer l'rosh. It's a general machlokes about where you're mafsik in the middle of davening or anything else, kiyas shofar, kiyas megillah, hallel, whether or not you go back to the beginning or you continue where you left off. So Rav Ashi says, no, that can't be, because then it wouldn't, that the case is, it doesn't say anything about shor, lo shor. Like, what kind of havamin is that? Say pshat in the machlokas that way. It rather, he says, so it must be talking about hocha. It says not Gemara for hosam for some reason, but it makes sense, so obviously, if you say hocha b'delo shor kamifakei, it's talking about where he was not shor k'delo gemar kula, and the machlokas is whether or not garver d'chuyahu, whether or not the part of davening that he did before he urinated is considered davening or not. That's the way Rashi learns it. Rashi learns that the problem was the machlokas between Rav Hitz and Rav Hamnuna is if a person davened, even though he obviously was not able to complete his davening before having to urinate, so is that davening considered a tefillah or not? So one mandiyamo says chozer l'rosh holds that mashis power ain't a tefillah, and that's what chozer l'rosh has nothing to do with hesik. It's just that he davened when he shouldn't, in a state that he really should have davened. And the other mandiyamo holds after b'shem neochel hamtin mashis tefillah to tefillah to uyehi. So that's the machlokas. Not to a shock daily more school. So really, according to this, the Gemara is, the machlokas in the Gemara is not about shaka deyolei gemar skula, but that's what I'm interested in talking about. There are other ways of learning pshat in dechuya and ein dechuya. There's a shita tosos, which is not brought down in our tosos, but brought down in the Rashba, that says the question is, while he's in the midst of urinating, is he then considered a gavra dechuya? In other words, is he then sort of eliminated from being able to daven, and is that itself mastic? In other words, it's not the question of whether the part he davened beforehand was considered tefillah or not. It's talking about whether the shesias mayim, the urination that takes place in the middle of Shemona Esrei, is that mastic between his which is actually makes more sense. It's a din of hefsek. All right. Although Rashi also has it right, because the next sugi is going to talk about a nitzrach l'kotl and kava, someone who has to be should have used the facilities and davened anyway, and talks about tefillah tu'eva. According to Rashi, that's really what the machlokas here is about. But according to Tosa, the machlokas is about whether or not at the time that you are shosei, that you're urinating, are you a gavra d'chuya or not?
Does that mean you're like a d'chuya for shia?
For what?
Is this if you waited until you could say the whole Shemona Esrei?
No, this is all nothing to do with saying the whole Shemona Esrei.
But when you say he's a dechuya, you're saying he's
chozer l'rosh. Means chozer l'rosh, because since he's a person which is somehow mufka from parsha of tefillah, so he that itself is a hefsek in the middle of his tefillah. He turned into a non tefillah person because he was urinating. So therefore, you can't connect the tefillah that he did before with the tefillah that he did afterwards. He's got to start all over again. That's the way Tosfos learns. Yeah, that's the way Tosfos learns. Okay, but as I said, that's not really the main focus today. The main focus is the Shohar K'day Ligmar Skula, that Hesed. Gemara from here seems to say that Shohar K'day Ligmar Skula is definitely a Hesed. Cool. And the Rishonim will say, since the Gemara says it over here, it says everybody holds Shor K'day Ligmar Skula is Hesed. And here it's been Lo Shor, and it's a question of whether that Gavra T'chuya or the Gavra Chazia. So they all bring a Raya, you see, that we paskin. That for the fact, the Gemara could have just easily said, no, everybody holds Shor K'day Ligmar Skula is Eina Hesed, Eina Chozer. And here, it's whether that gavra d'chuya or d'chuya. Why did the Gemara say that? So the Rishonim, many Rishonim, say that the reason is because we must paskin, that's the way we paskin, that shor k'day ligmar is chozer l'rosh. And the other this discussion of whether or not Shogdim was from Rosh is also in a Gemara on Daf Chavdal, where the Gemara brings down that Rav Huna said. Okay, let's forget about the Rav Huna said. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We'll do that in a minute. Rabbi Avo was walking past behind Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, and he was reading Kriya Shema, and he came to Mavos Tanofo, so he stopped. He stopped reading Kriya Shema because he held in a lot of Kriya Shema in a place which is not clean. So then he asked Rabbi Yochanan, now that I don't know how he asked him in the middle of Kriya Shema, but anyway, somehow he communicated to him, he wanted to know what he's supposed to do. Should I go back now to the beginning of Kriya Shema, or should I continue where I left off? So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, I don't hold that you have to do to go back to the beginning. But you, the Gemara, you hold two things, apparently. According to the simple way of learning Pshat in the Gemara, apparently, there's two machlokes in between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avol. One is whether or not he was allowed to read the Chatchila in these places, and the other is if he stopped the Gemara's Kula, the Chozel Rosh. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling him, you hold that, according to you, who holds you weren't allowed to, that's why you stopped. And now you also hold, for some reason, Rabbi Yochanan knows that Rabbi Avoa holds, how he knows this, we don't know, but Rabbi Yochanan knows that Rabbi Avoa holds that in Shor, Kadei Ligmar Eskula, is Chozel the Rosh. So he says, according to you, you have to Chozel the Rosh. I don't hold that way. It's a strange thing, and that's one of the reasons, the questions of the Sa'am Mikutsi, why he learns the whole sugya differently. Okay? So we have over here, seemingly, a machlokas to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Avol is the whether or not Shor Kadei Ligmus Kolos the Rosh or not. Okay? Our Gemara seems to say we paskin like Rabbi Avol, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's two Gemaras. The third Gemara that I had you look at is the Gemara Shana on Daf Lamadala Madalaf, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Shomatesha Kiyos, Matesha Shor Sepayom Yotze. That if you can have Kiyos separated, each in a separate hour, you Yotze. It's obviously Shor Kadei Ligmus Kula. So you see from that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shor Kadei Ligmus Kula is no problem. It's you chose them imakom shepasak. You continue where you left off. But tomorrow, how can you say that? We have the story with Rabbi Avohu, where Rabbi Avohu was following Rabbi Yochanan, and he stopped reading Kriya Shema when he got to the Movos HaMetunafos, and he asked Rabbi Yochanan, "What should I do?" And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Go back to the beginning." So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds what. That Shor Kadei Ligmus Kula Chol Zel Rosh. So how could you hear nine kios of nine different shows by Yom? And the Gemara, he was just telling him what Rabbi Yavo Shita was. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Shor Kadei Ligmus Kula ain't a Chol Zel Rosh. And he was telling Rabbi Yavo, you hold Chol Zel Rosh. That's also very strange. If Rabbi Yochanan knows Rabbi Yavo holds Chol Zel Rosh, so what does Rabbi Yavo ask him what to do? Chol Zel Rosh.
There was enough time. It was some timing. Did I stop for enough time?
No, but no. He wanted to know whether or not he was sure that he was Mekula. Okay, maybe. Okay, so those are the sugya. So according to the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, it's mashmad and sugya on Daf Chavdal and Beis. In Brachos, it's mashmad and machlokes in Rabbi Avol and Rabbi Yochanan about whether sure that he was Mekula because of the Rosh, and it has ramifications not only in case of Hoya Omid Emtzah Tefillah. It also has ramifications in Kori, Kriya Shema V'Yigia L'Molol Samutunafos. It has ramifications also Shema Teisha Tzkiya Teisha Shos Bayom. And also, there's another case which of Megillah and Hallel that's brought down. So Tosin Rosh Hashanah says, how do we paskin over here? So Tosin says, it's Mahya Nira, the Kaimel and Kavos say, we should paskin like Rav Yochanan. However, he says, maybe we don't. Since Rabbi Avol disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, right? Since we know Rabbi Avol holds Shor Kadei Ligmor's Kula Chol Zel Rosh, so maybe pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. What's the raya from our Gemara? Our Gemara, when it wants to understand the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna, the Gemara thirsts that maybe it's a machlokas about whether Shor Kadei Ligmor's Kula Chol Zel Rosh. The Gemara says, no. The chuli almen shor kadei ligmor es kula chol zel rosh. You see, you paskin. The Gemara assumes that it's a double pashut that you paskin that shor kadei ligmor es kula chol zel rosh, meaning that we paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan. So there we paskin like Rabbi Avol, which means that if shor teishet kios the Teisha Shos Lo Yotza, and also means a situation that apparently happened very frequently in Tsarfas in the Middle Ages, that the people, they were, they, on Yontif, they had all kinds of liturgical poetry that they inserted in the tefillah, and apparently some of it, at least, the Tzibur just waited around and listened to the chazan. They probably couldn't say it because they didn't have Nachzorim, they didn't know by heart.
Like Rabbi Teitschus.
So the chazan would say, would be the only one to say it. And very interesting. I think Ronnie pointed this out. You think that sort of their yotze with the chazans by Shemaya Kaon or something like that. So would he doesn't say has the chazan? What is that hefsek for the chazan? It's a hefsek for the tzibur. So Mashma, there's no any of the tzibur to say it at all. So it's not even Shemaya Kaon. So they're sitting around and listening to the chazan. It takes five times as long as the davening itself. Now this is talking about in the middle of what?
No,
it's in Birchas Kriyas Shema. It's called Zulotos.
Right.
Zulotus is added on to the Ein Zulotzecha. Ein Elokim Zulotzecha. So the piyutim that were inserted in that part of, every piyut has a different name. The piyutim that were inserted in that part of davening were called Zulotus. Okay? So, and Michamochas. Right. That's all inserted into the bracha of Goal Yisrael,
yeah.
So it's a hefsek in Birchas Kriyas Shema. But you see that there was Shoah Kadei Ligmoris Kula, and that creates a problem, Tosos says. And Tosos doesn't have an answer. So what do you see from Tosos? The Tosos is the Paskin, that what? That Shoah Kadei Ligmoris Kula, like Rabbi Avohu, mainly from our Gemara, and it creates all kinds of problems. It's a problem. Tosos doesn't give an answer. Okay, that's Tosos in Rosh Hashanah.
So they were waiting between MSB and Goal Yisrael?
In the middle of that bracha, they stopped at a certain point while the chazan would say Zulotos.
And that is considered that an
ethic? They were waiting for more than Kedei Ligmoris Kula. Longer than the time to say the whole bracha.
So it's a
hefzik
in the bracha.
Right. So they wouldn't be able to say the bracha. They have to say the bracha over again. Or maybe say a whole thought from Hamarav Arav Megillah.
So this is a din that could possibly be negated to any bracha person.
Exactly, sure, of course. Any tefillah, any bracha, Hallel, Kiyas Shofar, Megillah, the more applies in all these cases. Okay.
I have a question. Does this, when they say Shah, I'm sure they asked this question, but does that mean that they have to, is it from where he left off till the end? And
it's the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says it's from the beginning to the end.
Okay.
I mean, actually, it's a machlok in the world, but I think we passed in the Mandiyama says from the beginning.
Your average, your longest. Your
there's the other question of who's finishing it, whose speed? It's also a question. Anyway, if you look in the Rush, so the Rush brings down a kasha of Rabbi Shimshon Mikutzi. As I said, this Shimon Mikutzi is actually brought down in our Tosos, but I think it's much clearer and much. You see where the Sar is called the Sar Mikutzi, of course. This you see where the Sar Mikutzi got this from and how he answers the whole sugya much nicer from the way the Rush presents the Sar Mikutzi. So if you look on page 26 in the Rush, number Chaf in the Madani Yontif, it says the Hikshar Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikutzi. The Sar Mikutzi had two questions. Chada, the ain't the derech sheyashiv a rav l'tamid l'pi nisher sofer ha-tamid kevin shehu mesupuk v'shol mimenu. What did Rabbi Avoh ask Rabbi Yochanan? He said, I don't know what I should do. I was shohe k'dei ligmoris kula, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, am I supposed to go back to the beginning or not? And the Rabbi says to him, well, according to me, I don't hold shohe k'dei ligmoris l'atzor l'rosh. But according to you, who holds that way, you have to hold the rosh. What is it that he's telling him? If he knows that his Talmud holds that way, so he asked him the question. He must want to know what his opinion is. So he should have told him, "I hold that Shoah Deilas Kula. You continue from where you left off, right?" So he asked him the question. He tells him, "According to you, what is he asking him then?" The second question the Sar Mikutzi says, "The old minale hadi Rabbi Avoh Tzvilei Hachi the Shoah Be'emtzak Deilas Kula calls the Rosh." Where do we find that Rabbi Avoh expresses his opinion? We know Rabbi Avoh obviously held you weren't allowed to read Kriyishma and Mavos and Matunafos because that's why he stopped. But where do you find that Rabbi Avoh holds that he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not Shok de Lugzbuk holds the Rosh Hashanah, you don't find it anywhere. So the Sar Mikutzig is a very basic answer, and this basic answer is something which is makes the whole complexion of the problem very different. He says the following. There really is no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu as to whether or not Shok Deil Gemara School holds over Rosh. Or at least in the case where that actually happened, there was no machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Avohu, Lididach, according to you, he means Lididach that you hold, that you weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema in that place, then Shok Deil Gemara's Kula is definitely Chol Zeh L'Rosh. We actually paskin according to Sabikutzi that Shok Deil Gemara's Kula is ain't a Chol Zeh L'Rosh. Okay, like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, if you just stop davening for some reason, you could have continued davening, but you stopped for some reason. Or let's say Shoma Teisha Tkios, the Teisha Shos. Fine, no problem. Right. Or the Tzibur is waiting for the Chazan to say Zulasos. And they wait Kedelik Maskula. No problem. Shah Kedelik Maskula, Skozul Makam Shapasa. Continue where you left off. When is it different?
When you can't daven.
If you can't daven and you're Shah Kedelik Maskula, then everybody holds that you're Chozul Rosh. So Rabbi Avohu and Rabbi Yochanan actually disagree about a case where you could have continued, but you didn't. But in the case where you weren't allowed to, and when Rabbi Yochanan says ledidach means you have a different sheet from me, shogemei as kula. You obviously hold that you weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema then.
Right.
Then clearly everybody holds. Even I agree. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to this. That in the case of if we were not allowed to read, that you definitely hold the Rosh even if Gemara is Kula. And that's chat why our Gemara says that Kulei Alma, right, that everybody holds Shok de Ligma is Kula, the Rosh, because it's talking about at the time that you're urinating and dealing with the aftermath of whatever that is and getting yourself in a position where you can continue davening, you can't daven. It's not because you just decided to take a break and think about something. You couldn't daven. So everybody agrees Shok Deil Gemara's Kula is Chol Zeh L'Rosh. The Sami Kutzi is like, and Rishonim and Halacha will see it. I'm not going to see, but you'll see if you look it up. This is a fundamental thing. There's a difference between where you just stopped, but you could have continued, and where you couldn't continue. Then everybody holds according to the Sami Kutzi that Shok Deil Gemara's Kula. So he answers all the questions, right? He answers the question of how could the people stop in the middle of davening for the chazan? That's not a problem because they could have continued. He answered the problem of why our Gemara assumes that Shok Deil Gemara's Kula Chol Zeh L'Rosh, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds not that way, because Rabbi Yochanan would also agree in our case. He asked the question about how come the Rebbe is giving him a teretz according to his shita when he asked him what his opinion was. The answer is he's not. He's saying to him, according to you who holds that you weren't allowed to do it, Chol Zeh L'Rosh. According to me, I agree that if you're not allowed to do it, you're Chol Zeh L'Rosh, but I hold you were allowed to do it, so you wouldn't be Chol Zeh L'Rosh. And he also explains, the question is, where do we find that Rabbi Avo even holds? How did Rabbi Yochanan know that this is Rabbi Avo's opinion about Shok Deil Gemara's Chol Zeh L'Rosh?
Everybody.
The answer is everybody agrees that in the case where you can't daven this Chol Zeh L'Rosh. So that's the sheet of the Sami Kutzi. Now there is, as I said, I think there are five different approaches among Rishonim, and according to everything we've learned so far, there's no difference between Tefillah, Kriya Shema, Megillah, Tia Shofar. They're all the same. So the sheet that I want you to see is the sheet of the Rambam. We'll just do that very quickly. We don't have much time for it. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah says the following: Hoya only the Tefillah of a nutzul me raglav al birkov mamtinat shiichlu amayim bechozel amakum shepasak. Okay, so he paskins that chozal makom shepasa. The im shok de ligmar, it's that tefillah chozal rosh. So he clearly says that shok de ligmar is a tefillah chozal rosh. Okay, that's the Rambam and Hilchot tefillah. Rambam and Hilchot Kriyashma says, kara serugin yotze. If you read it in segments, you yotze. Afilu shah ben sirig l'sirig de ligmar kula. This is talking about Kriyashma. Even if you what, you pause in your different segments, because they look more cooler. Who should you call a seder? Okay, so what is you see the Rambam paskins differently by tefillah and by Kriyat Shema. And this is the Shita of the Rif, if you look in the Ketzer Mishnah, cost of a Rif B'Shem Rabbeinu High, the Lachaman Del Mashmang Shepasa, the Mishrach Dil Gemar is cooler, called the Rosh, a Basar Haki Asa, the Tanya Laichal, the Mogos of Tanapas, Nildu Apiv, Yukri Shema, Velo, Oda El Hashem Hayakora, Uva, Pulse, cause the Rif. Oh, sorry. Because the rift, because you pose it, cause the Muggish apostle, if Apple teaches Shark Dismore is cooler, Homer's Clem is over Shona, the Camp Kiss, and the Howl became a Gila. Apple! Okay, I'm sorry, it's the end of the Kesmission. Apple, but feelable could, in Shark Dismore is cooler, cause the Rosh. That according to the rift and the Rambam, obviously, there's the fundamental distinction between Tfila and everything else. That our Gemara that says clearly that by tefillah kuliyam leim shok shok delig mezkul chol de rosh, that's because by tefillah there's no machlokas. The only disagreements are by what? By all the other situations. Why is there a difference between tefillah and everything else? So the Rishonim gives different explanations. Some want to say because tefillah there's more strict requirements, strict restrictions on hefsek, even if it's naked, you're not allowed to be mafsek. I also want to say, because tefillah, since it's rachamim, you have to have more kavana. Any case, that's the distinction that the Rif and the Rambam and Rishonim make between, and that would answer the problem. I don't know if the Rambam didn't believe in piyutim, so they didn't have zulotos. Actually, that's not in tefillah, that's in Birchos Kriyat Shema. So probably the Rambam would only say his din by Shmona Esrei. But that's basically the distinction that's made by the Rambam. There's a difference between the Rambam and the Rift. There's a difference between Tefillah and Kriyat Shema. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch says the first one is talking about Shmona Esrei, and it says B'chol Makom Shepasuk Mishak Deil Gemur Es Kula Chol Zil Arosh. Okay, that's by Shmona Esrei. And if you look in that's Simon Kuf Dalad, which is talking about Shmona Esrei. The next excerpt from Shulchan Aruch is Siman Safei, which is Nilchos Kriyat Shema, says Koras Sirugin, the Haina Shehiska Likros of a Hitzik, Ben Bishdik, Ben Bedibor, the cause of a Gomra, Afilu Shok Diglam is Kula, Yatza, Afilu Oya Hefzik Machmas Ones. So this is the Mechaber Pasuk, like the Rambam and the Rif. There's a distinction about where Yechozel Rosh and where Yechozel Makosh Pasuk depends whether it's Tfila or something else. Okay? You look in the Ramah, Hagah, the Yesh Omim, the Mehoya Onos. The hisik de ligmar kula chol zil arosh v'hachi nov. Okay, so this is the Ramah holds that there is no distinction between Kriyat Shema and Shmona Esrei. That even by Kriyat Shema, rather it's a distinction between what, whether or not you could have read or not. It gets involved in not only whether you're not allowed to, but you couldn't because some physical thing was preventing you from doing it. So this is very reminiscent of the Sarmi Kutzi. Okay, it's based partially on the Sarmi Kutzi. And that's how the Ramos says we paskin. And he says, "Umesharin inyan hashiel if he akori or if he rove bnei adam, the law if he rove bnei adam depends on the individual, not on the standard." Okay. So basically, we've seen three different shitas in Shach Delis Moros Kula, shita of Tosus who holds that there's no distinction between all the cases, and we paskin like Rabbi Yavohu and like our Gemara that Shach Delis Moros Kula chozel arosh, and therefore, in every case, you have to be Chozel Arosh. We saw the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif, who hold that it makes a difference whether it's talking about Shmona Esrei, which shows that Lizmor is cool as Chozel Arosh, and everything else is Eino Chozel Arosh. And we saw the Shita of the Sarmi Kutzi, which is brought down there on Ramah, who says that that's where we're knowing that it depends why you were Shah. If it's Shah HaKadeh Lizmor is cool, but you could have continued, then we paskin that what? That you can hear the ninth kios of nine different hours, and you can wait in the middle as long as you want and just continue where you left off. But if you could not have continued because you weren't allowed to, or because of some other onus, then everybody agrees that Shach Delis Mor's Kula is Chozer the Rosh.
Yeah, but the,